all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right,
welcome to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, here on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, Matt. Thanks, CJ and the news crew, for wonderful, insightful stories, news stories about what's happening in the world from an independent, alternative broadcast, independent news and feature independent music and showcase wonderful sounds from all over the place. And my little contribution is this show, which features songs from Australian bands and artists, because that's where I grew up, and also Canadian bands, because that's where I am. And Vancouver, of course, is a wonderful, thriving music scene. I often play local music and, well, also music from across the country. We've had recent interviews with artists as far away as Ontario and Thunder Bay there. But this week, we're going to be featuring later on the show part three of the interview with Flash Bastard. Sarah Lapsley, a long-term musician here in the city, Vancouver Knights. You might remember her from also Crevice. She is really good with musical history here of the city, and she's introduced me to a band called Flash Bastard, who have a really interesting story behind them, and she interviewed them. Last week was part one and two of the Flash Bastard feature, and this week is part three. So that's going to be coming up later in the show. And I'll remind you again who that band was and why they were so unique a little bit later on. But first up, I'm going to have an interview straight up, because this artist is playing in Vancouver this evening, and you still have a chance to get down and see her perform if you like what you hear, and I'm sure you will. You'll be able to head down a commercial drive, grab a bite to eat at the venue, and see her perform. Her name is Francesca Mountfort, and she performs under the name Nervous Doll Dancing. So she is a cellist. She plays the cellist. She was classically trained, and she uses her skills with electronics and the history of classical music to fuse an experimental ambient mix with a classical knowledge into an emotional and heartfelt performance that includes a multimedia component. So what you can experience is this beautiful hypnotic cello music with also some puppets that are projected through a means that you'll hear about in the interview how they actually do it. But it's more than just seeing a performer on stage. It's a pretty sophisticated thing that you'd be able to see. So I had a chat this afternoon with Francesca Mountfort. So she is from Wellington, New Zealand, has been based in Melbourne for quite some time, and this act that she's touring around, called Nervous Doll Dancing, it's a musical act, and they perform a lot in fringe festivals. So she's played in fringe festivals here across Canada, and also in Prague, and I ask her about Prague in this interview. And let's set the tone by playing you a track now from the CD. It's called Eidolon. And I'm going to play for you track one. So, yeah, close your eyes. Really get into this. This is really wonderful, subtle music. And this is exactly what you can hear tonight if you go to Havana Theatre on Commercial Drive in Vancouver. But anyway, let's get into it. And then I'll play my two-part interview with Francesca of Nervous Doll Dancing.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and you just heard there the exquisite sounds of Nervous Doll Dancing, featuring the cello playing of Francesca Mountfort. She is a native of Wellington, New Zealand, and she has been performing around the Fringe Theatre Festival circuit of late with a show that she is calling Eidolon, which is a Greek term. You'll learn about what that is in the upcoming interview here. So I chatted with Francesca this afternoon, and we've got a two-part interview right now. And I ask her all about, well, first of all, what the cello is all about. And then we talk about the show that you can experience tonight. Still, there's still time tonight or tomorrow night. If you're in Vancouver, you can go down to Commercial Drive, 1212 Commercial Drive at the Havana restaurant, and catch this really, really fascinating act. You're not going to hear anything like this out in the city tonight, I wouldn't think, particularly given it has an interesting multimedia component. So let's get into the chat now. This is Francesca Mountfort, a New Zealander. All right, so here we are on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I'm speaking with Francesca Mountfort, who is a New Zealander. Of course, we do feature music from New Zealand, and it's always a treat to chat with someone, a native of that amazing country. Francesca, you're here in Vancouver already for your run of shows.
Yeah, we had our first show last night.
Oh, brilliant. It's kind of a really neat kind of restaurant venue, isn't it, called the Havana Theatre, is that right?
Yeah, Havana Restaurant. They've got a little 60-seater theatre out the back. It's got a really great vibe.
And that's on Commercial Drive here in Vancouver. And so you recommend, for people who are excited about what they hear today, do you recommend they get there pretty early to get dinner and things like that?
Yeah, I recommend going there for dinner. It's a really popular restaurant, so... Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, yeah, Havana Theatre, but we'll remind listeners again at the end of this interview, but let's talk about what you can expect. So Francesca is a cellist, and she has bringing her amazing musicianship along with a multimedia show as well, including puppetry and a projection of really fascinating images. I wanted to talk first, go right back, though, to the cello. The instrument itself is so rare on this show generally I play rock and roll, but to get such a refined instrument sound is really cool here. What is the cello instrument? And in particular, can you talk a little bit about music theory and how it's tuned in perfect fifths? I'm learning the guitar now, and my teacher actually mentioned that yesterday. He said, oh, the guitar is tuned this way. But, you know, the cello is tuned in perfect fifths.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what does that mean?
Oh, I don't know what it means. but what I really like about the tuning of the cello is that you can get these really open-sounding chords, really, because of perfect fifths, it's really pure-sounding. So I like to play around with, I guess, sounds that sound a little bit ancient. I like to play with ancient modes and... you know, like medieval music, and it doesn't really sound medieval music, but it has that kind of aesthetic with, I guess, because that's what you can do. Well, that's what I like to do with the open tuning of the cello. I mean, other cellists like to kind of use the open fifths to get power chords and that kind of thing. That's not so much my style, but
yeah. Oh wow! And what did inform your style? Like early influences on in teaching things like that, or how did your sensibility slowly evolve?
I don't know. It just happened by itself, really. I mean, I'm classically trained, and you know, I was at university studying the cello, and the stress of studying classical cello just kind of got the better of me, really, and I ended up having RSI problems or, you know, tension in my wrists and that sort of thing, and I had to stop playing. And I ended up just sort of meeting other musicians and just jamming with them and kind of finding my own style through that. And I, at university, I started doing a paper called electroacoustic composition. So you're doing these, making these compositions with sound samples and recordings and learning to use a studio. And so I just ended up kind of recording the cello and playing around with the cello and my voice and sampling it. And I just kind of, my style just evolved really from that.
Wow, that's fascinating, and definitely, you know, that individual artist within you was just waiting to come out at some point, and that training gave you the foundations, and then you sprung from there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's really important playing an instrument like the cello to have that kind of classical training, because it gives you the foundation. But what a lot of classical musicians, what tends to happen is that they kind of, because you're always being told what to play and you're reading music, and you're sort of, unless you are reading music or memorizing, you know, a lot of players don't really know how to expand from that. And it's sort of, you know, it takes time to learn about that. So I've found when I started jamming with other musicians, I had no idea about just simple song structures and chord structures and things like that. I had no understanding of that, but you just kind of learn as you go.
Oh, wow. And do you find with your sensibility and your unique sound that you, and when you go to Europe, that you feel at home there? It's interesting to hear a more refined, subtle sound come out. Europe has a longer history of course, this sort of music. How did you find being in Prague?
Oh, Prague was great, yeah. And we're going to go back to Europe next year and do a lot of touring there. Canada's had its challenges. It's been great. We've actually been touring the Fringe Festival. And that's also been interesting because the Fringe Festivals here are really theatre-based. And though our show is theatrical, it's music and projection, you know. It's music and multimedia. So it's kind of been a difficult sell in that context. Prague, it's funny because our show, well, my music, it's always had a history of combining music boxes and antique chiming clocks, and they're always incorporated, those sounds are always incorporated in the shows, and our show, it has a lot of timepieces with clocks and strange dolls and music boxes and puppets. And so when we played in Prague, people thought that we'd catered the show for Prague because there's so much of that there. But it was just coincidence, really. But I'm really looking forward to going back to Europe. I feel like there's definitely a place, well, I hope there's a place for my music there. I'm just touring independently, and we're doing everything ourselves. So, you know, you come across your challenges with trying to get people to the shows and trying to get the word out as best you can. And so it's been challenging in Canada for that, I've found, but you've just got to do it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And the people that come are just going to have a completely fresh experience. That's what I've experienced just sitting here in the studio listening to your record here. And, of course, this is only part of it because the other two-thirds of the show are the puppetry and the projection.
Yeah.
So you have a gentleman named Tom Hume, who is a projectionist, and Marissa Fior. She's a puppeteer, is that correct?
Yeah, Marissa's not actually on tour with us. So all the puppets, she made all the puppets, but all the puppets are animations.
Oh.
But we've made films and animations, and the way we project, it's not projection in your traditional sense. We use, we have multiple projections, and we project onto different surfaces and objects, and the objects aren't necessarily flat surfaces. So the puppets can kind of have, they really have this disembodied kind of effect, and they kind of bend around these objects that they're contained in, and so they kind of look like they're really there in the space with you. It's really cool.
Is it sort of like a hologram kind of effect?
Kind of. Some of them are. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That does sound fascinating. I'm glad you described it that way because,
I hadn't even realized that was possible. It sounds fascinating.
Saturday, October 27th. Union Events presents Alan Stone live in concert with special guests Kingsick and Yuna at the Vogue Theater. Stone mixes elements of pop with soul and gospel into a soul-soothing sound, so don't miss his last Canadian tour stop. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased in advance through Zulu Records or online at unionevents.com or voguetheater.com. Doors open at 7, all ages are welcome.
So you just heard another track there from Nervous Doll Dancing, which is the musical project of Francesca Mountfort, a cello player from New Zealand, the city of Wellington, New Zealand. She's currently based in Melbourne, Australia, where she's been for the last 7 years, and she has been touring around the Fringe Festival circuit in Canada with her show called Eidolon, and it has an accompanying CD. That's what you're hearing today, the tracks. And I spoke to her today. Let's play part two of the interview now, where I ask Francesca, what is the meaning of the word Eidolon? The album is called Eidolon, and the same title of the show.
Yeah.
And that's spelled E-I-D-O-L-O-N for the listeners, and it's a Greek term. It refers to a ghost or apparition, is that?
Yeah, it means apparition. It's quite a broad, my understanding of it is it's quite a... has quite a broad meaning, but yeah, it means apparition or spirit or phantom. And I named it that because when we were developing the show, we were sort of playing with the idea of, you know, transparency and making the images and the puppets look kind of transparent and ghostly. And so yeah, I stumbled across the term Eidolon, and I thought it fitted perfectly with what we were with the effects that we were creating and with the music as well.
Yeah, definitely. I can sense that through listening, and it is. I was just wondering, like, with a performance like this, I can imagine people taken from whatever angle the music's going to hit, from where they're at emotionally, because there's no lyrics, there's no even talking. You don't even talk for the whole the whole show. So that sets a particular tone, and that people could take whichever way. But at the same time, is there an underlying narrative that you are conscious of as you're playing?
Definitely, there's definitely a narrative, but it's quite a narrative on quite a subtle level. So the idea is, and what we've heard from people who have seen the show, they sort of say that they feel kind of transported. It's like sort of being transported into this other world for an hour. And, you know, people have said it's like a dream, like it seems like nothing makes sense, but somehow it all does make sense, you know. We like the fact that it definitely has meaning and narrative, but we don't want to sort of bombard people with, you know, this is what it means, this is the story, you know. We want it to be more an experience that people can kind of take away their own experience and interpretation from it. And so, and that's the feedback we get. And some people, you know, find, people have different experience of it. Some people say, oh, it's quite dark and almost, the music's almost a little bit traumatic. But then other people say, oh, it's beautiful and uplifting and dreamy. And some people, a lot of the time people say that they kind of feel a little tear welling in their eyes. Not that it's sad, but it's just, It's an emotional experience, and people come away from it feeling quite different. So that's nice when you hear that from people. You feel like, oh, you know, we're doing this for a reason. It's working, you know. People are actually feeling something and taking something personal away from this. And so it kind of makes it all worthwhile, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely highly recommend folks check out this show. It's Nervous Doll Dancing, name of the show. Eidolon is the name of the show.
It's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
So basically, I play and produce music under the name Nervous Doll Dancing. Mm. I've been Nervous Doll Dancing for about 10 years now. And so I've got 3 albums under the name of Nervous Doll Dancing. We've got a website, Facebook, all that kind of thing.
Mm.
And within the context of Nervous Doll Dancing, we have these different shows, because there's been lots of different stages of Nervous Doll Dancing where I've had different shows that have had dance or shadow puppetry or live puppetry, and so this is the latest stage, which we call Eidolon.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And, of course, I couldn't let you go without talking a little bit about New Zealand, because it's always wonderful to hear a Kiwi accent on the other end of the phone. And I just thought of Kiwi film. I mean, everyone, you know, in the last 10 years is beginning to associate New Zealand with the Lord of the Rings phenomenon.
Yeah.
And listening to your music, I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is like ideal music for a soundtrack for a, you know, a really smart independent film. Have you done any film work? Or if not, are there any other films that you would recommend from New Zealand, like great independent films that the world just doesn't know about because we just think, you know, of Lord of the Rings and...
God, I mean, there's great films coming out of New Zealand. I don't think I could actually name one, but if you go to, what is it? Is it New Zealand On Air or New Zealand Short Films? There's so many short films, great short films that come out of New Zealand. I think it's just New Zealand Short Films. I think if you just Google that, you should be able to find them. I can't be of more help. I mean, we've actually... Tom and I, we've watched a lot of animations, and one of the reasons we came to Canada was because we've watched a lot of great animations that have come out of Montreal, and they've always got amazing soundtracks. And one of the filmmakers we've discovered on the way is actually a Russian animator called Norstein. I can't remember his first name, but he uses puppets, and they're just the most beautiful experience, and they're based on really simple fables, and they're just gorgeous. I recommend But sorry, I can't recommend any New Zealand.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
So I haven't actually, as much as I love New Zealand, I actually haven't lived there for 7 years. I've been living in Melbourne, Australia, for the past 7 years, and I always try to go back to New Zealand and play every couple of years. I'm from Wellington, so I always try to go back there and play.
And Wellington's a great city. I recommend listeners, if you ever get a chance to visit, it's a very livable place, it seems like.
Yeah, and there's so many creative people there, and lots of great music that comes out of Wellington.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time, Francesca.
Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure.
And, we're talking here with Francesca Mountfort of Nervous Doll Dancing, and her current show called Eidolon, which is playing at the Havana Theatre. You have still two more chances to go tonight. You still have time. At Havana Theatre, 1212 Commercial Drive, and then also tomorrow night at the same venue.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
This is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. So that was one last track there from the Eidolon CD from the project Nervous Doll Dancing. It's beautiful cello music there. The song was called Meditation for Coco. That's track 5. And so, as you heard in that interview, it's a wonderful multimedia experience of exquisite cello playing and projections of fascinating images. And as I mentioned, you can still see that show tonight at the Havana Theatre in Vancouver on Commercial Drive. And also tomorrow night, the show is still going. So that was my chat with Francesca from Wellington, New Zealand. It's great. I wouldn't have thought a few weeks ago I'd be playing this music on the show. That's what I love about the show, seeing what pops into my inbox and what fascinating projects and musicians are coming through town. And speaking of which, we have another interview coming up a bit later in the show where Sarah Lapsley, she has had a chat with Donald and Pete from Flash Bastard. So anyone who's been around Vancouver for a while would remember that name. They're a band that were active in the 90s and had a record deal around 2000 with Nikki Sixx's record label, Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue. So exciting stuff. And they are having a somewhat of a return. So we'll hear all about that very soon with Sarah Lapsley's interview, part three. Of course, part one and two was last week, and you can catch that on the show blog. So if you go to Google, type in Oz Stranded, OzStranded, and you can find over 100 podcasts there, about 125-odd. Plenty of interviews over the last couple of years, and a track list each week, and also a video clip I put up. And don't forget Twitter, of course, as well, OzStranded, at OzStranded on Twitter. And you can keep in touch with what's happening on the show and other news bits and pieces I put up about Australian music, independent music, and things to pique your curiosity, I guess. So, yeah, I'll be right back with some more Australian music. And then, yeah, of course, we have Sarah Lapsley's interview with Flash Bastard coming up as well.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
So here we are on CITR Radio from Vancouver, BC, and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. So I thought I'd just visit a band now who I haven't really featured much yet, but I kind of should, because they're one of the mainstays of the Australian alternative rock scene, I suppose. The band's called Jebediah, and they were one of the pretty big bands that really got that push in the mid to late 90s when the alternative rock world was a little bit more, had a lot more of the public focus. And they're from Western Australia. I didn't listen to them so much back then because I guess, I don't know, maybe I thought they were a little too pretty or something, or happy. I guess I was looking for more angst in my music then. But anyway, I thought I'd revisit them because, funnily enough, their latest album kind of landed in my lap here in Vancouver, of all places. I got handed a Living End record at Jebediah Records, so two bands that I'll feature over the next couple of weeks or so. So this album's called Kosciuszko, and it's, yeah, you can definitely hear it, the sound of a band that's matured over the years. They started out in 1994 as like a high school band. They won the National Campus Band Competition in 1994 in Perth, Western Australia, where they were based. And yeah, they just really got popular quite quickly once they got Triple J airplay. And let's see how many records they've got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 since 1994. And so this record came out last year. It's called Kosciuszko. And that's spelled Kosciuszko. And I'll leave you wondering what that means. I'll tell you after these two songs. So here's a couple of tracks from a band called Jebediah from Western Australia.
On a whim or some fancy, you take me out and you break me. We'll be right back.
And this is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. You just heard two tracks there from Jebediah. They were a band that formed in Western Australia, Perth, to be precise, in 1994. And they have gone on to be one of the mainstays of the Australian rock world. And Kevin Mitchell is on lead vocals and guitar there. He has a solo career under the pseudo name of Bob Evans, so I should visit some of his music at some stage too. So those tracks were both from the album called Kosciuszko, which came out last year. So what on earth does that word mean? Well, I'll spell it out for you. It's K-O-S-C-I-U-S-Z-K-O, Mount Kosciuszko. It's a mountain. It's the tallest mountain in Australia, which is probably pretty ordinary compared to many countries in the world. Australia is not known for its alpine regions, though we have them. That you can go skiing there. I've gone skiing and hurt myself on the Australian ski fields. Kind of embarrassing story, but anyway. So it's 2,228 meters above sea level, which I guess is kind of high. I mean, for Australia it is, for the big flat desert country that it is. So it was named by the Polish explorer Count Paul Edmund Strzelecki in 1840 in honor of the Polish national hero and hero of the American Revolutionary War, General Tadeusz Kosciuszko, because of its perceived resemblance to the Kosciuszko Mound in Krakow. So there you go. And I had, honestly, still to this day, one of the best days of my life was climbing that hill with some friends from university. It's just such a wonderful. I was really getting bogged down with school and study, and a Japanese exchange student invited me up with some friends, and it was just the best thing climbing this thing. Wonderful feeling. Anyway, I digress. This is about music, Australian and Canadian music, and we have Sarah Lapsley's part three interview with Flash Bastard coming up. But just before that, two more tracks from Australia. We have a band playing here in the city on September 22nd. They're a visiting band from Australia, and they're called the Arcane Saints. So that's tomorrow. I'm going to play for you a track from them. But before that, Alex and the Ramps, a real favourite of mine, who I feature on the show here a lot. I really think they're one of the best bands in Melbourne at the moment. A really great art rock band. And this song is great. It's such a mellow song, really quite hypnotic, featuring Alex there on vocals, and I really love the guitar solo in this. It's evocative. It's not over the top. It's really cool. So anyway, let's play you a track from Alex and the Ramps from Melbourne, Australia, and then we got the Arcane Saints. They're on their Never Say Die tour. And they're playing in Vancouver tomorrow, so I'll tell you about them. So, yeah, and then we'll get into the Canadian part of the show. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here on CITR Radio. Two tracks there from Australia, from Melbourne, Alex and the Ramps, A-L-E-K-E-S, Alex and the Ramps, a real favourite of mine from Melbourne. You heard there the song called Finish. And also the Arcane Saints. So they are a rock band playing here in Vancouver tomorrow. They formed when singer-guitarist Michael John invested his prize money from an international songwriting competition and got a one-way ticket to Melbourne from his home country of New Zealand. So that's interesting. And then he formed a band. And that band is the Arcane Saints. So they're touring Toronto, Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, Edmonton, so on and so forth, up to Vancouver tomorrow at the British Ex-Servicemen's Association, playing with The Twitch. And doors are at 8 p.m., $10. You can find out more about that band at arcanesaints.com if you liked what you heard. Now, let's play part three of Sarah Lapsley's interview with Flash Bastard. Let's play a track, first of all, to get you back in the mood. And then I'll tell you more about Flash Bastard, and we'll hear what Sarah had to chat with the band about.
Yeah.
We're back on Stranded on CITR Radio, and that was Flash Bastard, some glam punk there. That is a band featuring Pete Mills and Donald Finn. So last week, Sarah Lapsley talked with Pete and Donald about the formation of the band, their influences, and their approach to performance, and their fateful tour with Motley Crue. And now we have part three of the interview with Pete and Donald talking about what's ahead for Flash Bastard. And the never-before-released album Rock and Roll Will Be Destroyed is coming out on Halloween in the UK. So let's hope it becomes widely available in North America. And it would be great to see Flash Bastard hit the road and play gigs again. They have quite a fascinating story behind them. So let's get into part three of the interview. This is Sarah Lapsley chatting with Pete Mills and Donald Finn of Flash Bastard.
And so how do you see Flash Bastard now and moving forward with it?
Well, we had an opportunity about a year ago to do a reunion show. And, you know, Pete and I had already, you know, done some writing and done some work together and stuff like that in the meantime. But, you know, we had this opportunity to do the reunion show. And I kind of, you know, I don't know. It wasn't really something I necessarily wanted to do. But, you know, the opportunity was there. Everyone seemed to want to do it. So we did it. And it was a really great experience. You know, for the first time when we walked off stage after that show, I felt like, you know, Flash Bastard had just gone down and something really positive had happened. So, from then on, I don't know, Pete, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, at that point, it was the show that we never played because we were all kind of firing on different cylinders, having gone through what we've gone through in our lives individually and collectively. At that point, we just kind of put everything aside and went ahead and did it, and it was effortless. It was literally like, I mean, we've both been in bands, like we both came down to LA to work in that Mark Godfrey project, Soul Kid Number One, and you know, we've been through so many individual projects, you know, with me being for Sweet Hill and Dolan with his band Explosion, that you know, we've been through things where it was like arduous, and you know, a lot of effort had to be put forth to make something happen as far as a live show or even rehearsals or corralling troops in the city of LA where everyone's, you know, far spread apart. You know, for a regular day in LA, it would be this in Vancouver. Start in Deep Cove, just zip over to North Van, then, you know, head over to Langley, then stop off in Tawasin, and then end your day in Horseshoe Bay. That's
right.
A regular day in AA. Or LA.
that's a Freudian slip, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, with all that, you know, what I've been exposed to down here in LA, and like just to come up and like have a few rehearsals, literally like two rehearsals or something, and we just came out and did what we did at that level. It was like, wow, this is kind of more meant to be than I thought. And so from there, we decided because we can record now, we're going to re-record the first album that never got released on 56's label. And in doing so, we've just recently, you know, made some contacts with the UK. So, yeah, I mean, what happened from the whole transition of, like, re-recording that album is that when the people in the UK heard of it, they, like, our old, do you remember Rich from the Black Halos?
Yes.
He used to play a Flash Bastard for, like, a hot minute. And so he's always been supportive of us and really, you know, whenever, like, they kind of carried the torch when we dropped it off kind of thing. Like, they kind of picked up and ran with it. And so we've always kept in contact with him. He's inclined to sort of facilitate it onto the people in the UK that would get it. And so he did. And so that's like Donald said earlier, like, we're representing the genre of glam punk, right? It's a very specific genre that doesn't have much current representation. Because it's not just punk and it's not just glam. It's got like the sex appeal of glam mixed with the edge of punk is what it is that we're doing. And so when people get that, they get really into it because we're kind of repping the genre of the Iggy Pop and the Stooges and the New York Dolls and D-Generation and bands that kind of like, you know, were carrying the torch for those decades. And so that's what we're kind of currently propelling into doing right now. So with this release in the UK, we hope to do some touring over there and get the word around town over there to potentially bring it back to the North American market.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really excited, and I know you guys have the focus that it takes to make it happen and the magic still.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of cool. I mean, it's like very functional, surprisingly, because it was the most dysfunctional thing I've ever been exposed to in my whole life. So.
Yeah. So when's the album coming out in the UK? Is it France?
I think it's going to be the record. There was a guy in France who printed up some vinyl, but I don't know if he's got it in stores yet. I know he printed up some vinyl in France, but for Halloween in the UK, that's when it'll be coming out.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
All right. Thanks so much for listening. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And two more tracks there from Flash Bastard. Some great glam punk there. Wouldn't it be great to see them touring again? I could see them sharing a stage with Turbo Negro. Wouldn't that be great? Because Pete and Donald there were talking about how they were, you know, feel like they're holding the flag there for glam punk. And bands like Turbo Negro share a similar sound and aesthetic, I guess. So, yeah, that was awesome to hear that interview that Sarah Lapsley did over the last couple of weeks. Part 1 and 2 you can catch on the show blog. Go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, and you'll find lots of podcasts, including last week with part 1 and part 2. Thanks so much, Sarah, for sharing that with us and keeping us posted about neat things happening in Vancouver and Vancouver's musical past, which I'm really fascinated with. Okay, not long to go on the show. I'll be right back. This is CITR Radio.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Now, the SAFAM Society is a non-profit here in Vancouver that is dedicated to opening a community-based all-ages venue in Vancouver. So they actually held a really wonderful thing called Space Camp a couple of weekends back, which was a little mini kind of workshop series over 2 days, all about how to make music and how to play in a band and contribute to that community here. And they had some guests, a guest speaker. They had from Fugazi, Ian McKay. It was amazing to see him speak, just like a man of integrity. Wow, so inspiring. And so the SAFAM Society has a 2012 compilation, so let's play a few tracks from them now for some local bands. Apollo Ghosts, Aunts and Uncles, and let's see, the Bleeding Hearts. Okay, this is local Vancouver music, thanks to the Safe Amp Society.
Think it through. There are no time. Thank you.
That's it for the show. Three tracks there from the Safe Amp compilation 2012. We heard Apollo Ghosts for What They Do, They Do. We heard Aunts and Uncles with Fictional and Bleeding Hearts with Solid Hearts. www.safeamp.org for more information about that great non-profit in Vancouver that's raising awareness and money to open up an all-ages venue. Thanks for listening. This has been a really great show. I always enjoy this. We have African Rhythms right up next with David. So we'll see you next week. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.